The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 2nd, 1977, in Bhubaneswara, India.
They said the intelligence is a molecular interaction in the nervous system, in the brain.
That is not the brain.
They said the brain is
two physical elements, just like electricity contacting. But the electricity as it is not the square or the physical things. It is subtle.
Yes, it is subtle.
But the subtle cannot be seen, but the thing is there.
That is actually true. That is a fact. So for example, in the law of gravitation, the Newton's laws of gravitation, though the mathematical formula can be established, but we do not know how it acts. It is
unseen.
Yeah, it is unseen, and it is inconceivable, but it is there. That science admits that. Even Newton admitted.
So why not so?
Yeah, that's what actually we are bringing to our discussion. That these laws exist, but these laws are beyond our knowledge or beyond our comprehension. In other words, it is achinta. It is inconceivable. But these laws are there.
Achinta. Chinta. Because we can understand there is.
Yeah.
But not within our experience.
Yeah, that is the point.
It is not our thing, that is chinta.
Yeah, we perceive that these laws exist, but how these laws existing, we do not know.
That is another thing. But you have to admit that it exists.
Yeah, it exists.
Similarly, we have to accept that the soul exists.
Yeah, in fact, that is the point that we are also bringing. The soul and
exists. Soul exists, the mind exists, the intelligence exists, although they are not perceivable by these gross senses.
And the consciousness exists.
Everything exists. That we have to place in a scientific discussion. Now, this subtle situation carrying the soul, above that subtle situation, there is gross situation, that is this body. So, they are stressing on the gross situation, but subtle situation, they have no knowledge, but it is perceived very.
That is true.
That we have to know. The subtle situation can carry the soul to the spiritual world. As there is spirit and matter, two things. Para and para. That is, we can perceive and we get it from Krishna's statement, apara para. So, if biomedia between this para and apara has this subtle situation, so if the subtle situation is spiritualized, then the soul is transferred to this. This we have to do. Or we have to write in scientific knowledge. We are seeing simply the gross situation but the soul is being carried by the subtle situation. Therefore, they are thinking this gross situation, body is finished, everything is finished. That's not the fact. Kali Andhra Prak. Veera Saptama Vinda.
That is the drawback. That is the drawback.
Everything drawback simply bluff. That's all. There's Rava Bhaktasya Kutu Mahavan. Anyone who is not a devotee of the body, his whole life is drawback. There is no value. And he is condemned so much. Duskidina, Mura, Naradhava, Maya Puja, what can he do? So condemned. Most mischievous, a rascal, ass, lowest of the mankind. And so he has passed so many degrees, and Maya Puja then finished. So condemned. So, anyone who has no knowledge about this Krishna consciousness, don't give him any position. Any position. It is not possible. Besides, you find when a man becomes mad, what position? He may be high court judge. But because he has become man, he is no position. Useless. You may say that I could judge. That's all right. But his present position, because he is man, no help. I have seen in my father-in-law's house in Fort, there was a famous scientist, Indu Madhav Mallik. You know that?
Mallik?
Hindu Madhav Mallik. He was engineer, medical practitioner, and scientist. Of course, he was practicing medical. And Chris Scholar, he used to study the past engineering examination, medical examination, an ordinary MA, PhD like that. Later on, he became so mad and naked. He was running on the street in front of my father and mother. So what was his value? The same man, being so much educated in so many, but when he became mad, who cares for him? Anyone who is under the influence of this material energy is like that. Although he is part and parcel of God, he is mad. Pisati paile janamati channa hai, mayagrasta jiverishai dasau. As soon as man becomes mad, then he is finished. And whatever he speaks, that is all madness. There is no importance. This is mad. Basic principle is mad.
The madness that scientists are experiencing is different from that. They're rather illusioned. In the sense that they know very little of some part of law, natural law. Then from there they try to extrapolate to different degrees.
So many ways. But just to understand, a very educated man, when he becomes mad, then he says, no way. What is that?
For example,
he cannot give in the same position. Hey, I got that just like this. When he has become mad, you cannot give him that you sit down and no, that's not. Finish. Again, by treatment, if you come, if you bring him in sanity, then he can work. the potentiality, potency is not finished. But since he has become man, his qualification is finished.
There is also an argument. For example, in a circle, like a, let's say a big circle, now science or a mathematician can find an equation forming just taking small two points, forming a follow the straight line, equation of straight line. Now from there, he can conclude that if you continue that circle or that circle along the circumference, it may be a straight line, but actually it is a circle. So his first knowledge that two points forming an equation of straight line, that's not going to give the circumference of the circle. In other words, he concludes that instead of a circle, it may be a straight line. So we are saying that, so our knowledge of a certain thing is very limited. From there, if we extrapolate something which is beyond our actual knowledge, then it becomes just becomes false.
Yes. Beyond our knowledge is knowledge. It is false. But beyond our knowledge, when we receive from authority, the same example, is beyond my knowledge, he is my father. But if we receive it from mother, it is correct. The subject matter is beyond my knowledge. But if I receive the knowledge from the right person, then it is correct. Arho pantha avaroha. There are so many things in our conditional state beyond our knowledge. Therefore, we have to take shelter of Veda, Shruti. This is our problem. Veda, that knowledge is perfect, coming from God, by Parampara Krishna, from Krishna to Brahma, Brahma to Nara, Nara to Vyasa. That this is perfect. Otherwise, this way it is all imperfect. That way it is perfect.
The deductive knowledge.
That is what.
We have a chapter on descending process, the right process of acquiring knowledge must be descending.
Abharama. So, Avaropanta, that knowledge is Aham Adirihi Devana. Krishna said, Devanam, in this material world, the first Deva is Brahma. First Deva is Vishnu. The Vishnu and Krishna is the same. But actually, others, it begins from Brahma. From Brahma, Shiva, Narada, like that. They are all devas. The Krishna says, Aham Adirihi Devana. Therefore, this knowledge is coming directly from Krishna through the Parampara system. And the Bhagavad Gita is the same thing. The Lord coming down still to facilitate the business, he is speaking. That is the heart. Directly to the human being, Arjuna. Therefore, this is the right source of knowledge.
We're trying to do some experiments on biology,
to support our statements. Actually, yesterday there was one doctor here. He stayed long and we talked together. He had PhD from the United States. Mm. Found out he was in the audience.
In science?
Yeah, he was in agriculture. And he had his PhD from University of Missouri. And I was talking about doing some experiments with him. I wanted to do this experiment to prove that life in the living body, the chemical reactions in the living body, different from normal chemistry that we know. In fact, there are some examples. And there's a French scientist called Kervran in France. He's doing some experiment along these lines. And I wrote him a letter saying what is his latest findings. He has written some small two books called Biological Transmutations. It's mainly in France, but French, but it's translated in English. And he wrote me back saying that some of his findings are beyond our chemistry that we know of at this time. And so, and that is very useful in our concept that life is non-physical or non-chemical, to prove that on purely scientific basis. That
non-chemical, non-physical is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Non-chemical.
Yes, but we want to prove it, to show it on experimental basis. So it's a very simple experiment. We germinate some seeds like barley or rice, and we calculate the amount of, let's say, calcium. It contains some elements, calcium and magnesium. Now we calculate the amount of calcium before it germinates, the total amount of calcium. Now it can be germinated in a filter paper. It's called acless, means it's completely composed of pure cellulose. And then we germinate and we put water. That water is completely devoid of calcium. It's very called deionized water. In other words, it removes all the ions like calcium and magnesium. And then it germinates. And then when it germinates, if we analyze the calcium content, then they found that, Caron found that the amount of calcium has increased. So we do not know how that calcium is coming. And that is beyond chemistry, or present knowledge of chemistry. And if we can show that...
That is due to germination. That soul has come, germinated, and it has produced chemistry.
Yes, something is coming from somewhere.
And that is so.
And there's another nice experiment. There's a parasite called Spanish moss. Available pretty much in Florida, all the from the trees this moss coming down, and he found that the Spanish moss grows in copper wire, and then it produces iron. So here's some nice experiments, and this can be done in Department of Agriculture.
That means light produces matter.
Yes,
it's not the matter produces. This is established. When there is light, these matters come out. Iron,
calcium. There are some experiments along those lines. And there's another nice experiment, which is shown by a German scientist. He just died not too long ago. His name is Hauska. He was doing some experiments with the moon, with the moonlight. So what he did was, he measured the amount of a certain element in a plant or flower, I don't exactly remember, and he measures according to the waxing and the waning of the moon, and sometimes it becomes maximum at the full moon night. And
then just, all vegetables.
Yes,
they're influenced by moon.
And this is a nice experiment. This is a curve.
Moon side. Similarly, the sign. Brahma Jyoti is full of living.
So these are beyond science. These are beyond.
You do not know that science. Not beyond.
Beyond science, beyond our present science.
Yes.
Scientific knowledge.
Present science is imperfect. It is inside, within science. That is spiritual science. Not beyond science. Jnanam Vijnanam. That is Vijnanam. That's why I have named the magazine Sabhijnanam. They are busy with Jnanam. Jnanam me paramam goyam jad vijnanam samanditam. The Bhagavad Gita is also there. What is that? Aham te pravakshami anasuyave. Jnanam seham savityanam pravakshami anasuyave. Find out this verse. Yes. Yes. So, be in contact with all these big scientists all over the country and by correspondence. Agitate this science.
Jnanam kehaṁ sabhi jnanam idaṁ pakṣyāmi yasesatā yas kyātvā meha bhūyo nyās kyātvam avasi sayate. So now declare unto you in full this knowledge what phenomenal and non-phenomenal, by knowing which there shall remain nothing further to be known. Srila Prabhupada said that we should translate this as a practical scientific knowledge, the title of the journal, Sabhijnanam. So we write within the parenthesis, practical scientific knowledge. Is that
that's right.
And the Americans will understand that.
That's what we'll be doing. We'll go to, as soon as we finish this, then we have a desire to meet all the scholars in all fields.
All universities to go. All universities. You three, four, go. Talk with them. Must be like scholars.
Some time ago, three of us...
It is called... Vishabhijaya. Formerly, the learned scholar used to do that. Digvijaya. Digvijaya. I have got this knowledge. Challenge. Come on. Defeat me, or I defeat. So whoever is devotee, he becomes his disciple. Digvijaya. Just like one Digvijaya Pandit came in our day to defeat the learned scholar of our day. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated
Kashmiri.
Kashmiri. So this was the system. So you go out, Digvijaya, travel all over the world. Now you are qualified to speak. They must defeat you. Or if they are defeated, they must accept. This is what Digvijaya Pandit.
A few months ago, I went to Boston, and three of us went to MIT. It's,
MIT, right.
Yes. We went to the...
I challenged them when I... Where is your technology department? A dead man can't be given life.
They have a big building here, Prabhupada, called Artificial Intelligence, Department of Artificial Intelligence. So we just went to see what they're doing. First of all, they didn't allow, they didn't want us to come. Then we requested that we come from far, and we are interested in mathematics and in computer, in science, and we want to know what this artificial intelligence that you are doing. Then finally, they allowed us to come in. So we went in, and there was a PhD student who was doing his PhD work on this computer. Then he showed us all the labs they have, and then
he was learning.
Yes. Then we started talking about intelligence. What is intelligence? And then we thought that by intelligence there must be consciousness. And then we had a round table, some sort of a conference, and he was telling us that. The intelligence, artificial intelligence, what they mean is that in the future they'll have cars or aeroplanes driven, let's say, aeroplanes driven without a pilot, cars driven without
that
a
can be
driver.
That can be done.
That but can be
that
done.
Is, no, that can be done.
That will
like
be done.
They're doing now.
Yeah.
So just like they're sending Sputnik, but the working is going on in the laboratory.
Yes.
So that there is no intelligence. Intelligence here in the laboratory.
Yes. That is the point.
Yes.
And then we said then the name artificial intelligence, is, the title itself is wrong.
Yes.
It shouldn't be used.
Yes.
They have many plans, and they have many dollars to spend with. And the faculty was about some 30 or 35 members, professors. They have about 25 students, business students. And finally, they said that this student said they have been trying to do so many things, but they are failing in so many ways. And then I said, why do you spend time like this? They said it's just for fun, get money and
how police
they have to keep themselves busy doing something.
That is the police. They have no intelligence. Still, they have to pose themselves as intelligent and draw money. Pose themselves as intelligent among the fools and take money. This is.
That's actually true. They are getting a lot of money from the government.
Yes.
Doing all these things.
Especially in America.
In America, research is the second biggest industry.
Let them research honestly. When they are failure in their research, they must accept the knowledge in the Vedas. Then it will be successful. They must admit their failure. Your business is to prove that they are failure. Then that is our trap. It is not success, it is failure.
Yeah, actually that is true. It can be proved just from their own results. It's like Srila Prabhupada once told us that we should utilize their own findings to prove that they are wrong.
Failure.
Actually it's possible. There are many scientific truths which are not reported. Something which they cannot explain, they just keep it hidden. But there are many facts like that. So we're compiling, we have, in fact, a chapter called the Errors and the Defects in Science. So we're bringing all these errors and all this cheating.
That is how to help for us. Bring the defects.
Even our mathematician, Sadapur, he found out that Newton himself cheated.
He must cheat. Any condition, so he must cheat. Because he is not perfect. He must cheat. To keep his prestige, he must cheat. four defects are there. Illusion, mistake, cheating, and impartiality. Brahmapurmal, Karanavatam.
So when you bring out these hidden defects, then since these are there, but these are not normally reported to outside, but if you bring out, then they become quiet.
They are cheating. They must be quiet. And maunam sammati lakkhanam. As soon as they become quiet, that means admit, yes, I cheat. Otherwise he'll refute. He knows that I am cheating in this point. So when somebody catches him, you have cheated here, then he keeps quiet. That which admits. That we have to do. Simply to point the defects. Brahm, Pramad, Karanapata, Vipalipsa. Illusion, mistake, imperfection, and cheating. These things are the property of the conditions. What you will learn and what you will take is position in mistake, illusion, imperfection, and cheating. Anyone. Only one who is devotee, he will hesitate. Therefore, one who is not devotee, he will go on with these four assets, rascal assets, mistake, illusion, imperfection, and cheating. This is their position. Falsely, they want to pose themselves as very learned scholars. You can keep yourself as false prestige, but why you misled others?
That is also we are saying that you're saying a little too much. You're going a little too far.
Yes, beyond your capacity.
So, for example, that announcement...
Yeah, that is called a dwarf is trying to catch moon.
So there's no foundation that life should come from chemicals. That because if we analyze purely from scientific angle, scientific knowledge, there's no way that one can say like that. The knowledge that we have at the moment, they're saying a little too much. They know just little, but they extrapolate so much, and they're concluding that...
Please.
Yes. So we're saying that let's be honest.
Yeah.
And try to analyze this from purely pure knowledge.
Why you become dishonest and at the same time big scientist? How is that?
Not only they themselves are dishonest, they teach this to the students.
Yes.
Millions of students.
Cheating. That is cheating. To keep that position. So at least if you can prove that they are dishonest and cheater, that will be awesome.
I think it would be a good idea for them to write articles in newspapers also. Newspapers and magazines.
We're trying to put many articles in many scientific journals too.
Yes.
Plus
that
our
is,
journal.
That is more important. Ordinary newspaper has no value. If you write in a scientific journal, then it is very valuable.
Attract the scientists.
Scientists have their leaders now.
There's a journal very recently published in science. It's called The Foundations of Physics. Started only about 6 or 7 years ago. There are a group of scientists like some
Scientific American, there is.
Yeah, Scientific American is also there. But
yeah,
we subscribe Scientific American, and we use some of the. They have very nice pictures.
In 1917 or 16, when you entered college, you saw in our college Scientific American. In Scientific American, long ago, in this 1916-17, I saw one picture that a human being is engaged constructing big skyscraper building, framework, iron, but he has lost his knowledge of soul. Mm-hmm. I saw this picture. He's busy externally for constructing the framework of a big skyscraper building, but he does not know what is his spirit. This I saw in him. It is thoughtful. He does not know what is going to happen. Mumulhanavijanati mami papparamam. And for flimsy material activity, he is losing his opportunity of life. And we are trying to save him. This is not important. Real importance is to know yourself. That's how they understand. But they're being misled to be captivated by the huge iron structure. But this iron structure will help you. It will remain where they are constructed. You have to go with your subtle position and enter into another grass position that is different from this grass position. You are lost. So what about that doctor from California? He is engaged there somewhere.
No, he's not from California, from Missouri. The doctor that came yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's involved in some research department in agriculture here.
Mm.
He's coming today. He came, he said he always wanted to see Srila Prabhupada in the United States. He came back in 1974. And he said he never got an opportunity to, but he heard about Srila Prabhupada. And he always wanted to see Srila Prabhupada, but he didn't get there. Personally, he said so. He said he was very happy yesterday when he came. He praised very highly of Srila Prabhupada and spoke many nice things. And he even had the bead, neck bead. He okay. said he got that bead in the United States. A friend of his gave him. And he always worshipped Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. He had pictures. And he was telling me that when he was doing some experiments in agriculture, he always, when he had difficulty in doing the experiment, he would pray, and he said, the next day it will be all right. And he's very Krishna conscious.
So he has become devoted.
Yes. So I requested him to do some experiments. I'm going to supply him all the details to do the experiment.
He didn't join this paper.
Yeah, and... I told him that we'll publish it. And
we recruit all big scientists to write articles in our paper.
Yes.
That will be very nice.
It's a good chance to recruit people, scientists in India, because a lot of scientists are very religious.
Oh, yes. India, anyone who is born in India, he is naturally Krishna conscious. Simply, he has been misled by the so-called scientists. Otherwise, everyone is God conscious. That is the special prerogative to take birth in India. Even a third-class, fourth-class man is God conscious. Let's see, in Vrindavan, one day, in the morning walk, I entered on farmer's land. It was vacant, we are walking. So the proprietor, with his man, immediately came out. He began to thank me. These are great fortunes. You have come to my land. But here. So I immediately compared that this is India. Had it been in USA, I am a trespasser. That is it. He felt obliged that I have gone to his land. It has become purified. And the West, you have trespassed. I shall kill it.
It's a private property.
I could immediately have a state in the living. We do not know how to honor a spiritual person. So, by God's creation, everything is nice, but this dust and they have made everything bad. These so-called scientists. Do something. Now, this Krishna's business. Print books, travel all over the world, challenge them. Come on. Come on, let's tell scientists. Even this Dr. Radhakrishna, he was also captivated by the scientists. He told in a meeting.
Radhakrishna?
Yes.
Perhaps in his Bhagavad Gita.
That was his business.
Sir Prabhupada, previously when Radha Krishna's Gita appeared, they had a very simple cover. Now the publishers have come out with a new edition of the Radha Krishna Gita, and they have copied you. They have put a picture of Krishna and Arjuna on the cover.
Okay.
Beautiful picture.
Because it is not selling now.
It is almost in every store. But they've copied your approach. They have put a very beautiful picture of Krishna and Arjuna on the cover.
They have imitated my picture, my book means they are not selling.
Now they're trying to sell this way. But they are in many stores.
But that is known. Demand Radha Krishna. He was a great scholar, but now the sale is reducing, therefore they are imitating.
This Gita sells for about 10 or 15 rupees, I think. So our softbound Gita will compete with this Gita. Softbound that sells in stores for 15.
This Gita? Or this one?
No,
last year, at the University of Emory, the head of the Department of Religion, his name is Fenton.
Yeah.
He has become a good friend of mine since I was there. So he was teaching Bhagavad Gita, but he was taking Radha Krishna's copy. But he said to the student that there are many things which are not correct, and that Radha Krishna's
everything is incorrect. He did not know anything of
it.
But he has admitted that from Bhagavad Gita it is difficult to prove God is impersonal.
No, that's Krishna.
He has admitted. Supreme Lord personally speaking.
Yes.
Who can be more greater authority? The others may say whatever they like. But we know he's a great staff for it. Why is a mistake?
He gave we went together to the University of Florida, Gainesville. He gave a lecture in the Department of Physics, and his students and the professor. So, and we are speaking, and he made a calculation that life cannot come, say, given so much time. And the calculation came about some 10 to the 167 billion years. So the physics professor, right away, when he saw the slide, he said, that's completely fallacious, it's completely wrong. That's something like he was saying like that. Then he immediately said, let's wait for a moment and see how these things come out. So he showed step by step how the calculation is done and how the theory that chance will produce life cannot be explain in terms of just pure mathematics. So he showed slowly, and finally he came to the point that he was wrong.
This is the real root of education.
So he was, actually we are joking that now they are accusing us that we are brainwashing. Now when you go out, we will brainwash them.
Yes, science. For the good. Brainwashing for the good. If Krishna was present, just a brain washing, he was a brain cutting. Pondra, Pondra, that Pondra, who represented as Narayan. If Krishna cut his head, he was not really washing, but cutting.
Everyone has his view.
Yes. Every rascal will give his own view. We have got to accept it. That is going on. What it means, I think, in my opinion, in my view, we don't accept this.
Those are the words, those are very popular words,
yes,
used by, especially in science, to say, in my opinion, my view.
What you, first of all? You are a victim of the material laws. What is the value of your view? This is ahankar. Ahankar vimurat. One can give view when he thinks that I am something. Kattaham iti mannat. That is bimura. There is no value. So we know what he is. He is being pulled by the ear, prakriti, nature. Come here, sit down. He has to sit down. He is such independent. And what is the value of his view? Prakitakriyamanani guni karmani sarvas. He is acting under the laws of prakriti. And what is his view? A man is put into jail for criminality, and if he wants to give us some view, shall I have to accept? You are already criminal, you are undergoing imprisonment. What is his view?
Nobody will listen.
Huh?
Nobody will listen.
What is the value of that view? You have become criminal. You are being punished. And your view? So, purusha prakriti sthopi bhungte prakriti jana guna karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jvani. The living entities within the conditional material existence, and he is forced to be conducted by the three modes of material nature. What is the value of his will? No value. At least to his Krishna consciousness, we shall not accept. That position we shall maintain. No view, sir. Only view, Krishna. That's all. What you are, your view. It don't give you any value. Stick to this point. And try to maintain it, stand it. And then it will be. Don't agree to make any compromise. Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dhananya. It is the supreme. The supreme view is like that. Why does that sketch view? We are getting knowledge from a person. Nobody is greater than him. Nobody is equal to him. So why you suddenly accept other nonsense view? Matta parataram jnana kinchi jasti jnana. But sometimes scholars, they bring this view as to support his statement.
Yes.
And that is not. We can use our
We also use the word, the laws of nature.
Hmm.
The laws of nature, since science is already using the laws of nature, we are also using the laws of nature, but we say higher laws of nature. There we bring Paramatma.
The science, they do not know all the laws of nature.
They don't know, they know very little.
Yes. They know something, laws of nature, but they do not know fully. And if they do not know, who is the lawmaker? Laws of nature can be changed by the lawmaker. Just like we practically see the state. Today something is going on as a law, but tomorrow the state can change it.
Yes.
And that is God, who can change it. And who cannot change it and is forced to be under the laws of his, the living being. That is the difference. Mama maya, duratvaya. Mama, Krishna can change. Otherwise, how Krishna can say, Vanta sarupa vibhavama Krishna. Laws of nature is that if you have committed some sinful, you must suffer. How Krishna can say, he can say because he is the supreme. Therefore, laws have changed. I cannot change. One who can change is God. This is understanding of God. Nobody can change. They will just have no more emotion. But Mami was a proper dante, Mami. My aunt Daksi and a pretty thing, she had to be such a man.
It is acceptable to them when we say the laws of nature. Hmm. Yeah. The higher order laws of nature. Then by saying that, then what is that? They ask. Then we introduce this Paramatma. Then it is slightly acceptable.
Law, Paramatma, Atman Paramatma. Atma is under the laws of nature.
Yes.
And Paramatma is above the laws of nature.
Yes.